Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knox. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Nettles moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lamont fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knox hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Duffy moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Lowenstein moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Broemer moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamont hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein who is chasing the ball. Knox reaches third base with a triple. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knox scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broimer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Cash moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Tom Buskey now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Broimer hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamont settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Gene Lamont. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knox hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses now catching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.